pardon me for intruding, but I believe y'all carrying something of mine.
It ain't yourn.
You think we wouldn't find out you changed your route? You gonna give us what do us, and every damn thing else on that boat. And I think maybe you gonna give me a little one-on-one time with the missus.
Well, I think you might want to reconsider that last part. See, I married me a powerful, ugly creature.
How can you say that? How can you shame me in front of new people?
If I could make you prettier, I would.
You are not the man I met a year ago. Now think real hard. You've been bird-dogging this township a while now. They wouldn't mind a corpse of you. Now you can luxuriate in a nice jail cell, but if your hand touches metal, I swear by my pretty floral bonnet, I will end you. We'll head for Beaumont. Give you a chance to find some work of your own.
I appreciate it. This is lovely, but...
Not your clientele? I understand. You got play of being a lady.
Well, yes. So, explain to me again why Zoe wasn't in the dress.
Tactics, woman. Needed her in the back. Besides, them soft cotton dresses feel kind of nice. There's a whole airflow.
And you'd know that because...
You can't open the book of my life and jump in the middle. Like woman... I'm a mystery.
Oh, best keep it that way. I withdraw the question.
It makes the rain come when you turn it. The rain is very scarce. It comes only when needed most. And such it is with men like you.
This is not most. You're the guy I don't treasure this.
Thank you for the hospitality.
We owe you a great debt. I'm sorry we have so little to pay it with, though I hope our gifts will show our regard.
Well, I don't think Jane's ever letting go of that stick.
Oh, there's a tow boat heading into Atmo right now.
Well, we gotta fly.
We'll pray for a safe voyage and hope to lay eyes on you again ere too long, my friend.
Count on it. Bye now.
Bless you.
Who the hell are you?
What do you mean?
Well, I think I was pretty clear. What are you doing on my boat?
But you know I'm to cleave to you.
To Wabahu?
Did Elder Gama not tell you?
Tell me what? Who are you?
Mr. Reynolds, sir. I'm your wife.
Free, you can't take the sky from me. Take down to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
Could you repeat that, please?
I am your wife. That was your agreement with Elder Gahman, since he hadn't cashed her livestock.
I'm sorry. Go back to the part where you're my wife.
I don't please you.
You can't please me. You never met me. So why do I have a wife?
You got a wife? All I got is that dumbass stick. Sounds like it's raining. How come you got a wife?
I didn't. We're not married.
I'm sorry that I shame you.
You don't shame me. Zoe, would you get washed?
This is Zoe. We need all personnel in the cargo bay.
Oh, I said wash.
Captain, everyone should have a chance to congratulate you on your day of bliss.
There's no bliss. I don't know this girl.
Then can I know her?
Jane, don't sully this.
You are going to be cleaning latrines with your face. You'll cut that up.
Who's the new recruit?
Everybody, I want you all to meet Mrs. Reynolds.
You got married?
Well, that's, congratulations.
We'd always hoped you two kids would get together.
Who is she?
She's no one.
Captain?
Would you stop that?
I'm sorry.
You brute.
Oh, sweetie, don't feel bad. He makes everybody cry. Like a monster.
I'm not a monster. Wash it. Turn the ship around.
Can't.
It's an order.
Yeah, but can't.
What the hell is wrong?
Have you got an encyclopedia?
The Alliance touched down the second after we left.
And there's already a bulletin on the Cortex as to the murder of a prefect's nephew. That's right. One of our bandits has family ties. So unless you feel like walking into a gallows, I suggest we continue on to Beaumont and you enjoy your honeymoon.
This isn't happening. Would you stop crying?
For God's sake, Mal, could you be a human being for 30 seconds?
As one married man to another.
I'm not married! I'm sorry. You have very nice qualities, but I didn't ever marry you.
I believe you did. Last night.
How drunk was I last night?
I don't know, I'm passed out.
It says here, the woman lays the wreath upon her intended, which I do recall, which represents his sovereignty.
That was you?
And he drinks of her wine. And then there's a dance with a joining of hands. The marriage ceremony of the Triumph Settlers. You, sir, are newlywed.
What's this thing there about divorce?
Really? Think you're the one to talk to her, sir?
The way I see it, me and her got one thing in common. We're the only ones who don't think this is fun. Hello? Woman? Person? You all right?
I thought last night during the ceremony that you were pleased.
Well, yeah, last night I was. Had some mulled wine. Pretty girl gave me a hat made out of a tree. Nobody said I was signing up to having a hold.
Are you gonna kill me?
What? What kind of crappy planet is that? Kill you.
In the maiden's home, I heard talk of men who weren't pleased with their bride.
Well, I ain't them. And don't you ever stand for that sort of thing. Someone ever tries to kill you, you try to kill them right back. Look, wife or no, you are no one's property to be tossed aside. You got the right, same as anyone, to live and try to kill people. I'm, you know, people that are... That's a dumb planet.
What will you do with me?
Not really sure. We're bound for Beaumont. Decent kind of planet. Might be able to set you up some sort of work there.
I'll not be anyone's doxy.
I don't mean whoring. They got factories and the like. Some ranches, if you're more for the outdoors. Near a week before we get there, we'll figure something.
I'd be a good wife.
Yeah, well, I'd be a terrible husband. You have 5 whole days to figure that out.
5 days we'll be together?
We'll be together on the ship, but not in any...
That'll be fine. I'll do for you, or not, as you choose.
Well, shiny. Hungry? Kitchen's just through there.
I'll cook you something.
Well, no, I meant for you.
I'm a fine cook, everyone says.
It's great. What? Hold it. Hold. I ain't ever even...
My name is Saffron.
Divorce is very rare and requires dispensation from her pastor. I can send him away, see what I can do.
I appreciate that. She's a nice girl.
Seems very anxious to please you.
That's their way, I guess.
I suppose so. If you take sexual advantage of her, you're going to burn in a very special level of hell. A level they reserve for child molesters and people who talk at the theater.
What? I am not... Preacher, you got a smutty mind.
Perhaps I spoke out of turn.
Or maybe half, I'm thinking.
I apologize. I'll make her up a room in the passenger dorm.
Good.
The special hell.
Thank you.
Something smells good.
Having yourself a little supper, Captain?
Oh. Saffron insisted on it. No, I didn't want to make her feel... It's damn tasty.
Is there any more where that came from?
I didn't think to make enough for your friends. But everything's laid out if you'd like to cook for your husband.
Yeah. Isn't she quaint? I'm just not hungry.
So, are you enjoying your own newbie little slave girl?
She wanted to make me dinner. Well, at least she's not crying.
I might. Did she really make fresh bow? Quaint!
Remember that sex we were planning to have ever again?
You know, you're all making a big deal. I would appreciate it if one person on this boat would not assume that I'm an evil, lecherous hump.
Nobody's saying that, sir.
Yeah, we're pretty much just giving each other significant glances and laughing incessantly. Is that cider?
By the stroke.
Yum. I'll get you a refill. Mm-hmm.
That's for me to do.
You know, we weren't lying about your cooking. If I hadn't already eaten...
You don't want to finish?
No, I just... I have captainy things to do, but truthfully, that's a fine meal. Thank you.
Do you need anything else?
No. No. You just have something to eat yourself, and I'm going to go, Captain.
If you're done with supper, would you like me... to wash your feet?
Beaumont, City of New Dunsmere. Arrival October 24th. Departure.
Beckerman?
No.
See, that's why I usually don't ask.
What do you want?
Oh, I just needed to hide.
So I take it the honeymoon is over?
Oh, she's a fine girl, don't misread. Hell of a cook, too.
I'm sure she has many exciting talents.
Do you ever wash your client's feet?
It's my specialty. We'll be on Beaumont at least 2 weeks, right?
Can't exactly be sure.
Well, I need you to be exactly sure, Mel. I can't make commitments and then not keep them. That's your specialty.
I'm sorry, are you touchy because I got myself a bride or because I don't plan to keep her?
I find the whole thing degrading.
That's just what Saffron said about your line of work.
Maybe you should think twice about letting go of Saffron. You two sound like quite a match.
Maybe you're right. Maybe we're soulmates.
Yes. Great. I wish you hundreds of fat children.
Oh, could you imagine that? Me with a whole passel of critters underfoot? Hell, 10 years' time, I could...
Can you leave me alone for 5 minutes, please?
I wasn't looking for a fight.
Always do seem to find one, though.
Do I have your attention?
Kind of going to extremes here, ain't me?
There's times I think you don't take me seriously. I think that ought to change.
Do you think it's likely to?
You got something you don't deserve.
And it's brought me a galaxy of fun, I'm here to tell you.
6 men came to kill me one time. And the best of them carried this. It's a Callahan full-bore auto-lock. Customized trigger, double cartridge thorough gauge. It is my very favorite gun.
Darshan, Balsesha, you offering me a trade?
A trade? Hell, it's theft. This is the best damn gun made by man. It has extreme sentimental value. It's miles more worthy than what you got.
What I got? She has a name.
So does this. I call it Vera.
Well, my days are not taking you seriously are certainly coming to a middle.
Oh, damn it, Mal. I'd treat her okay.
She's not to be bought, nor bartered, or borrowed, or lent. She's a human woman, doesn't know a damn thing about the world, and needs our protection.
Well, I'll protect her.
Jane. Go play with your rain stick. You do sneak about, don't you?
You're a good man.
You clearly haven't been talking to anyone else on this boat.
I don't wish to be wed to the large one. I'd rather... If I'm not to be yours, I'd rather have the work you spoke of. I could be useful on a ranch.
It's good work. My mama had a ranch. Back on Shadow, where I'm from. Ran cattle, mostly. Wasn't nobody ran them harder or smarter. He used to tell me, don't brand the cattle, brand the buyer. He's the one likely to stray.
She raised you herself?
Well, I earned about 40 hands. I had more family for a kid. Well, that is odd.
What?
I just don't... I'm not one talks about what's past, and here you got me.
Does your crew never show interest in your life?
No, they just know me well enough to... Oh, what about you? What's your history?
Not much to say. Life like yours, I fear you'd find mine terrible dull.
Oh, I long for a little dullness. Truth to say, this whole trip's getting to be just a little too interesting.
It's a wreck.
No, this is good.
It's parts. A lot of cheap parts will never unload.
This is why you'll never be in charge, Breed. You'll see the hole. The parts are crap.
I said exactly that.
But you put it together, you got a firefly. Thing will run forever. They got a mechanic even half awake.
It's got no flash.
Some people ain't looking for flash. She's a good catch. She comes her way, you prep the nets.
She's out of her mind.
Well, she's led a sheltered life.
Did you see the way she grabbed that glass from you?
Every planet has its own weird customs. About a year before we met, I spent 6 weeks on a moon where the principal form of recreation was juggling geese.
My hand to God. Baby geese, goslings, they were juggled.
Of course. A man rushes into defender.
I'm talking about geese.
Captain shouldn't be babysitting a damn groupie, and he knows it.
Okay, when did this become not funny?
When you didn't turn around and put her ass back down on Triumph where it belongs.
Oh, hey! Now it's even my fault? Is there anything else on your mind that I should know about? There's all sorts of twists and cul-de-sacs. It's wild.
She's trouble.
I'm getting that.
I want a bed.
Hey, well, you're, well, there you are.
I've made the bed warm for you.
It looks, warm.
And I've made myself ready for you.
Let's ride right past the part where you explain exactly what that means. Didn't you see you got a room of your own?
And I'm to sleep there?
That's the notion, assuming you're... Yeah, sleepy.
But we've been wed, aren't we, to become one flesh?
Well, no, we're still two fleshes here, and I think that your flesh sleeps somewhere else.
I'm sorry, when we talked, I'd hoped, but I didn't...
Whoa, hey, flesh. Saffron, it ain't a question of pleasing me. It's more a question of what's... Of what's morally right.
I do know my Bible, sir. On the night of their betrothal, the wife shall open to the man as the furrow to the plow, and he shall work in her in and again till she bring him to his fall, and rest him then upon the sweat of her breast.
Oh. Good Bible.
I'm not skilled, sir. Nor a pleasure to look upon.
Saffron, you're pleasing. You're, hell, you're all kinds of pleasing. And, it's been a while, a long damn while since anybody but me took a hold of my plow, so don't think for a second that I ain't interested. But you and me, we ain't married. Just because you got handed to me by some who Don couldn't pay off his debts don't make you beholden to me. I keep trying to explain.
Let me explain. I lived my life in the maiden house, waiting to be married off for trade. I seen my sister and paired off with ugly men, vicious or blubberous, men with appetites too unseemly to speak on. And I've cried for those girls. But not half so hard as I cried the night they gave me to you.
Why, you... Is there blubber?
I cried, for I'd not dreamed to have a man so sweet, so kind and beautiful. Had I the dare to choose, I'd choose you from all the men on all the planets the night sky could show me. If I'm wed, I am a woman, and I'll take your leave to be bold. I want this. I swell to think of you in me. And I see that you do too.
Oh, that's just...
Leave me at the nearest port. Never look upon me again. I'll make my way with the strength that you've taught me. Only let me have my wedding night.
Oh, I'm gonna go to the special hell. I really wish it was that simple, girl, but I don't...
Night, sweetie.
is the master chef.
Not sleepy?
Am I allowed to be up here?
Well, sure. Why not? Not like anyone else is taking up space.
I've never been off world before.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Like a dream.
Planet I'm from? Couldn't see a one of them. Pollution so thick. Sometimes I think I entered flight school just to see what the hell everyone was talking about. What are you doing?
Now we're alone, just us and the stars. No ship, no bellowing engines, no crew to bicker at each other. Look. Do you know the myth of Earth that was?
Not so much.
That when she was born, she had no sky. And was open, inviting. And the stars would rush into her through the skin of her, making the oceans boil with sensation. And when she could endure no more ecstasy, she puffed up her cheeks and blew out the sky.
Oh, good myth.
My whole life, I saw nothing but roofs and steeples and the cellar door. A few days, I'll be back to that life and gone from yours. Make this night what it should be. Please. Show me the stars.
I wish I was somebody else right now. Somebody not married, not madly in love with a beautiful woman who can kill me with her pinky.
I've been too forward.
No. Well, yes, but I actually like that in a woman. That's part of why Zoe and I are, as previously mentioned, married.
I thought she didn't seem to respect you.
Not everybody gets me and Zoe at first glance. Did it get very hot in here? I need airflow.
You love her very much.
Yeah. I never did meet anyone quite like Zoe. The first time we met, she actually frisked me.
I thought the other shuttle was yours.
It is. I was on the Cortex and my screen shorted. This one's out too.
Looking for customers?
What were you looking for?
I don't mean to be rude. A companion's life is so glamorous and strange. I wish I had the skill for such a trade.
You'd like to please your new husband?
Oh, he'll have none of me. For true, I'm somewhat relieved. If I'm to learn of love, I'd like it to be at the hands of someone gentle. Someone who could feel what I feel.
But Mal said you don't approve of my work.
Sure, and he said that to keep you from me. I was too curious about you. Ever since I saw you.
Shuttle.
You would lie with me.
I guess we've lied enough.
You're good.
You're amazing. Who are you?
Malcolm Reynolds' widow.
Is it Christmas?
Well, he's back.
What happened about me?
Your blushing bride was a plant. She took both of you out.
How did...
Narcotic compound? Probably spread over a seal on her lips. You get it on yours, and pow.
Lips, huh?
Huh.
You know, we used to get a lot of guys brought in on the night shift at the ER. Usually robbed, very groggy. They called it the goodnight kiss.
So you two were kissing.
Well, isn't that special?
Wash, how did hey? I just got kicked in the head.
My man would never fall for that, Chan Huo.
Most of my head wishes I had.
You guys don't understand.
Seems pretty simple from here. You were taking advantage of...
I was the one being taken advantage of.
My apologies. You were victimized, Wash was beaten, and Nara found you here.
And then I fell. My head got hurt like Wash.
I don't get any of this.
I only fell is all.
The hell's our status?
We're shut down. Jane and Kaylee are trying to get us on the bridge.
All we know is we're headed somewhere and it ain't Beaumont.
Oh, I'm fine. I don't need to be examined. I'm comfy.
She fused it to something, both entrances.
But why the big ass? What was she after?
Besides molesting innocent captains?
You want to still let Preacher Wentz in peril here?
If she can fly this thing, why just take the shuttle?
Maybe she likes shuttles. Some people juggle geese.
She's a pro.
This is a masterful job of muck-up.
See how she crossed the dry feeds?
Yeah, huh?
So we even try to reroute, it'll lock down.
Jane's eye.
She went straight for the thermal cap.
Yeah.
We are so hung.
I'm glad you two are having a good time under there. Can we progress to the making it right?
That's not going to happen for a long while, Captain.
Well, we don't have a good long while. We could be heading straight into a nice big solid moon for all we know. So, how's about we get to work?
Hey.
Your big makeout session that got us into this, sir.
I was poisoned.
You were drugged.
That's why I never kiss him on the mouth.
Well, what can you do?
Give us some time. We can get the Cortex and Navcom back online. At least see where we're headed.
What about steering?
What about stopping?
She humped us hard. We're going to have to do a lot.
I'll do it. Doesn't help me to see where I'm going if I can't change course.
This girl really knows her ships.
Not all she knows. She's well schooled.
Well, you mean the sedative? The goodnight kiss?
Well, I only hit my head, but Mal went through that. But no, I mean seduction, body language, signals. She's had training. As in companion. As in academy.
Our little saffron's quite a wonder. I'm beginning to think she married beneath herself.
How do you know about the training?
She tried to seduce me, too.
Really? Did she... Did you...
You don't play a player. It was sloppy of her to try it, but I think she was in a rush.
But she had professional... So in my case, I mean, it was really... You would have kissed her, too.
Wash didn't.
But she was naked and all articulate.
Okay. Everybody not talking about sex in here. Everybody else, elsewhere.
They're coming.
How far out?
10 minutes or so, right on target.
Speed, A1.
Oh, that girl's a wonder.
And she gets it done.
Tell the boys.
Yes.
Got it?
We got life, we got screens. It's a qualified yes, a partial.
What about nerve control?
No.
So where are we headed?
The coordinates she entered, we're headed for something and it's not too far.
Did she signal anybody?
She did. Same coordinates, no ID.
Who's out there?
Let me see if her signal wave can translate to a visual. There might be electromagnetic interference. Looks bouncing the signal. Always look at it. It's like a circle.
It's a net.
I don't get it. Where are we headed?
End of the line. It's a carrion house. Scrap shop. Takes ships, pulls them apart, or fixes them up.
It doesn't sound that scary.
That pattern you're looking at is a net. We fall into that, we're more than just helpless. It'll turn the ship into one big electrical conduit, burn us all from the inside out.
Some of the newer ones will just hold you. And then the scrappers will override the airlocks, pull the O2, or just gas you. They're not looking to deal with survivors.
One day you're going to tell us all how a preacher knows so damn much about crime. Kayla?
I'm trying, sir.
Right, keep on, we can't fall into that net. No, we're going to need a plan B. Zoe, get our suits prepped now. I figure we got one shot at this. Give me a visual as soon as we're close.
It won't be long.
What do I do?
You go, Gavira.
She needs oxygen around her to fire, and we don't have a case.
I'm gonna use the suit. Here, we got it.
What am I aiming for, the window?
Well, I might kill some folk, but I won't disrupt the net. See these 6 points where it's brightest? Those are the breakers. Get one of those, should short it out.
What do you mean, should?
Turn the hell around.
Nice work, Kaylee.
Soon enough to help.
Hey, a lot easier to pull things apart than just to put them right. Still the best mechanic floating.
Captain, don't you know kissing girls makes you sleepy?
Sometimes I just can't help myself.
No. Let's go visit him.
Looks like you get that wedding night after all. It's the first time, darling. I think you should be gentle with me.
You gonna kill me?
Can you conjure up a terribly compelling reason for me not to?
I didn't kill you.
You handed me and my crew over to those that would kill us. That buys you nothing.
I made you dinner.
Why the act? All the seduction games, the dancing about folk, there has to be an easier way to steal.
You're assuming the payoff is the point.
I'm not assuming anything at this juncture.
How'd you find me?
Only a few places that shuttle would make it to from where you left. Happy to find it intact.
You're quite a man, Malcolm Reynolds. I've been waiting a long time for someone good enough to take me down.
Sam, you even think about playing me again, I will riddle you with holes.
Everybody plays each other. That's all anybody ever does. We play parts.
You got all kinds of learning, and you made me look the fool without trying, and yet here I am, with a gun to your head. That's because I got people with me. People who trust each other, who do for each other, and ain't always looking for the advantage.
Promise me you're gonna kill me soon.
Oh, you already know I ain't gonna.
You know, you did pretty well. Most men, they're on me inside of 10 minutes. Not trying to teach me to be strong and the like.
I got one question for you. Just one thing I'd like to know straight up.
Ask me.
What's your real name? You don't owe me a lot anyhow.
Come in.
Back on course. Be on Beaumont a day or two late. Hope it's all right.
Should be fine, thank you. And does the vixen live?
If you can call it that. All's well, I suppose.
Yes.
A very graceful woman, Nora.
Thank you.
So here's where I'm fuzzy. You got by that girl. Came and found me. And somehow you happened to just trip and fall.
What do you mean?
Come on, Nora. How's about we don't play? You didn't just trip, did you?
No.
Oh, isn't that something? I knew you let her kiss you.